So we know this already because we were there, but we were in Bisbee this past weekend, Bisbee, Arizona, which is like a small mining town in southeast Arizona. And it was charming, had terrible food.
yeah. And everyone was of age. So weird.
What?
And everyone a mining town.
Oh,
my bad.
Yes, I see. Francis.
The food did suck.
Yeah. So I could never live there. There's not a good restaurant. I could never live there.
I know. You're 2 hours away from Grub.
Yeah. But in any event, we went and we toured a copper mine. And so this is like a flaw in me, I think. And I recognize this. We were in the mine and they were like explaining like, you know, this is like, back in the 1850s or whatever, this is what they would have to do to get copper out of these mines. And just like the sheer amount of like work that went into it. Like if I was alive at that time, I'd be like, no, we just don't have copper then. Like we just don't get to have copper. That's not like,
right.
They didn't. They like thought of all this. This is why they're better people than me made history. It's basically what I'm trying to say. I'm not a history maker.
I actually had almost the exact same thought when I was down there. I was thinking to myself, like, if I was in society and they were like, oh, we figured out if we go down here and get this stuff, we could, I'd be like, we've been fine without it.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking, but my skin,
my lungs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Also, I don't want to die in a dynamite accident. Thank you very much. Why don't we spend 8 hours shoveling rock?
Didn't you enjoy that story about that guy who died in the shaft and it was essentially like he had artificially created a blender and that's how he died?
Yeah.
Enjoyed the story. Sure.
Yeah, the story was great. And thank you, guy, for doing that. So we had a nice story while we were down in the mines.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just like...
You know what? I wouldn't have... I was thinking this too, because there was like a two-man toilet down there.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Which for the listener, it was basically just like a, like think of like one of those like...
coal bed things.
Yeah, like a train car that you would expect to be like in a mine, but it just had a iron top on it that had two holes on the top. So keep going.
I was just thinking, I know myself, and I would have been like, I'm going up to the surface. I gotta go. And I would probably get ridden up.
Oh, like you wouldn't.
Like I'm not pooping in the mine.
But I still want someone to come with me.
Where's my buddy?
We still want to do this two person.
I need someone to hold hands with.
Just in the broad light of day.
You know, I was not scared, but I was curious. Like if there's like seismic activity that happens over time, could that erode the integrity of the. Oh, sidebar.
Hmm.
I also thought we're just like ants. I was like, look what we did. Them.
Yeah.
Like they tunneled all these like
deep into like, they were saying like we only went 150 feet down, but they had like some of the deepest mines were like more than a mile deep. I think it was like, I thought he said it was like 6,000 feet. And yeah, I was like, that's more than a mile. That's insane.
Yeah. We're just like ants. Ants do that. You think ants use copper?
Probably for their watches and stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
I mean.
And quartz movement.
Yeah. But yeah, it was very much just like, oh, this is exhausting.
Yeah, get me back to now.
It's like, I always think that like in horror movies, like the extent that people will go to stay alive. And then I'm thinking like, if there was a killer that was chasing me, I'd be like, go ahead, just kill me. Like, I'm not running around for the next hour and a half. Just
I feel like I'd immediately want to know if they were how close they were, and I would like turn and stop, and they'd be like right there.
Yeah, you can just turn. Ah,
you're scaring me.
Oh, I didn't see you there. Sorry.
Yeah. Do you think if you just acted kind of cool, like, do you think a serial killer might leave you alone? Like, if you were just like,
who hurt you?
Or just not even that. Just be like, oh, hey, dude, what's up? I'm just pretending like he was just.
You mean mid, like they're chasing you and you just start talking?
Maybe. Or you pretend like you didn't know they were a serial killer at all. Just be like, oh, hey, dude, would you, I'm going to the fridge to get a Coke. Do you want anything? Like, I don't know. Just pretend like you don't know. Do you think it would just throw them off and just be like, oh, well, maybe I'll leave this one alone and only get, like, because what if part of their serial killing is that they want
the fear in you?
The fear in you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's not worth it to them.
So like I'm picturing they like raise their like hook or knife or whatever, like, and they're standing right in front of you and you're just like blinking nonchalantly and you're like, hey.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. I mean, I would stop.
Cool hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go through with it.
Especially yeah, it would throw you off.
And if you get stabbed the first time and then you don't react, I wouldn't go for a second stab.
Yeah. You just, yeah. Like, would you like, if you got stabbed, would you like even like look at it or would you just like pretend like nothing happened?
I wouldn't even look.
Yeah. Just yeah. You got to pretend like, and then just like, hey, have you seen the new season of Euphoria? That's crazy. What's going on?
Watch party. Once I get this thing sewn up.
I know.
And I don't blame you.
Do you want popcorn? I'm kind of in the mood for popcorn. Is that weird?
Maybe some soda. I recently lost a lot of fluid.
You probably don't want to hear about that.
I think it would work.
I agree.
No, I don't. Not, as far as I know, no one's tried it.
No, people just scream and run and die.
Yeah. And like giving them exactly what they want.
Idiots.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I'm afraid you're being a dumb bitch.
Yep. That's what the serial killer is saying. It's like, I don't want to do this. You are being a dumb bitch.
And he becomes like Jeb Bush. He's just like, please.
Please die.
Please scream.
Please scream. Yeah. Welcome to Very Fine Friends, where friends are never going to get murdered because we're too smart for that.
Yeah.
Heck we might get stabbed.
Oh, we might. Oh, sure. We'll be stabbed.
That's a risk of life.
But they're not going to finish the job. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stabbing's fine.
Yeah. And do you think
it builds character?
And scar tissue. But I'm just curious. Do you think there's a pain difference between being stabbed at 2 inches versus 4 inches? I think it makes a difference how deep the stabbing is.
Yeah. Depends on if it hits an organ, I think. I think that's where the.
But like, where are your nerves? Aren't they just like
surface level?
Yeah, that's what I thought. But Joe seems to have other opinions.
You have, like, if you're sure organs, but also like if you're hitting a muscle, there's like layers and layers of muscle tissue,
muscle tissue.
So there's more nerves than muscle.
What's that?
Yeah,
muscles can feel pain.
I think so.
Oh, I guess because I've woken up screaming from cramps. And yeah, I definitely tried.
Yes, Francis, it's called soreness.
But I mean, like, organs have, they do, right? Because like your brain doesn't have any nerve endings. That's why you can be awake during brain surgery.
Yeah, but maybe if your organs get stabbed, it's your other nerve receptors that are watching. They're like, oh my God, tell the brain, kidney down.
Yeah.
I saw the whole thing.
officer. Oh. I guess we'll have to do some experiments and see.
Yeah, we'll do a Fight Club thing after the pod.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll report back on the next episode, so tune back into next week's episode, listeners. Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is mildew. Jenna's decoy word is unsubstantiated. Francis's secret word is demonic. Francis's decoy word is pachyderm. Back to the pod.
And if turns out that our organs don't have nerves, maybe we can invent some.
Oh.
It's time.
Wow, how'd you do that?
For the invention.
Oh my God, how'd you do that?
The week. Inventions.
Whoa.
I know. So artful.
Yeah.
So seamless.
Absolutely.
God. Yeah. God, I'm good.
Yes, you are.
Thank you.
And God is good.
And you know what else is good? You. You're good at inventing.
Yeah.
you're good at inventing things that other people will like.
Yeah.
Not this week.
No. Okay. You want to hear my invention? Because it's wacky.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts.
Okay, wait, hang on. I'm going to buckle my seatbelt.
Yeah, put one of those race car seatbelts on, the one that go around
over
you.
Your shoulders? Yeah.
I wish my car had those.
Yeah.
Be cute. I feel more secure.
If you had to just like spend an extra 30 seconds buckling yourself into 30, your car.
No.
I don't know.
You know what I hate though is when like the shoulder one comes over, it always like hits my nipple the wrong way. Makes me uncomfortable.
Hits my nipple in just the right way.
That's why you're always driving.
But never in control.
who among us is? Okay.
All right.
You know how, we're a very transportation-centric society?
I do.
You know how someone who invents near unlimited energy will be rich beyond measure and probably killed?
Yes.
Oh, that might be me.
No.
I think I've done it. Y'all.
We just said that we weren't going to be murdered.
I'm not going to be scared. That's all I can commit to.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, I've done it.
Great.
And I did it on the way over here.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had a busy day.
This is... I'm proud of myself. I wish I was my own son right now. So, here's what's going on. With the invention. So good. You guys.
Okay, it? Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Just
no, the buildup is, yeah. is
no,
killing
no, no,
me.
No. Okay. So I got this idea. So I have this rowing machine at home that can hold a lot of laundry, but that's beside the point. It's on a track. Like, so you said you've seen a rowing machine, but
yeah. Maybe
there's some fools out there who haven't. There's a track that the seat's on, and when you pull the arm things, it like you the seat moves up and down the track.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you do not have to exercise on this transportation.
Okay.
I just want to paint the picture. I've invented an infinite loop where basically you're sitting on a seat, let's just say, and all around you is a track with many wheels. Wheels independent of each other. Now, No.
Okay.
Okay. What happens is either there's a tiny, tiny reservoir of gas because we just need the instant, like...
The spark.
Yeah, we need the spark. And what happens is you start to go and the wheels basically go around you and all the wheels start to move. And it's kind of like if you were sliding on marbles in the kitchen, how you're like, whoa, 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 but... You're in control because the wheels are on a track. And they basically just keep moving.
This is a hoverboard, but it's a hamster ball.
Wait. No. What happens when you have to stop, like at a stoplight?
Like a bicycle, it has a handle that you can clamp.
But then you got to start back up again. You're spark. Talking about like a perpetual motion machine, like those things like where it
yeah.
you need to start it once and then the like things people put on their desks,
the balls.
That swing back and forth. But the problem is once they stop for any reason, they have to start back up again. They have to be started back up again. And how
this invention is for people who are always on the go.
I also don't totally understand how this works.
That's interesting. Let me clarify. Regarding your concern about stopping.
Yeah.
I don't know why you asked that.
Literally no one has ever stopped in a car ever.
There's a lever that turns the next set of wheels sideways. So it stops you, obviously.
I'm going to be honest. I'm having a hard time envisioning what this is.
Are you picturing a seat?
I'm picturing a seat.
On a track. And the track goes around you, so you're in a...
hamster ball type thing.
You're in a loopy track. It's a circle.
A loopy track. Yeah, definitely. More what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, loopy track. With wheels all around it. Like those toys. We talked about this once with the chiropractor's office where you move the beads all around the track. There's wheels everywhere. And you have a little, tiny little gas-powered engine, like for a lawnmower, but it's only to get things going. Tiny, tiny. And it's under the seat, so you don't have to look at it. And you get started, and then you slap one of the you slap one of the wheels, and it gets things going. And there's a steering wheel. And then when you're ready to stop, you turn a little lever, and it turns the wheels and stops you. And you get 155 miles a gallon. That's better than a Prius, in case you didn't know.
But I don't understand how it keep. Well, how does it keep going? So they just
because pneumatic pumpage. There's like a little. So the wheel. All you gotta do is hit the pneumatic pump, and maybe before. No, and maybe. And maybe before you
I'm
go,
writing it down anyway.
It's not, but maybe before you go, you could pump it up a bunch, you know, before your trip. Pump, 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 and then like you're good on pneumatic pressure, and it keeps the wheels going. And then when you get to a red light, pump, 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 pump,
so
pump,
it's
pump.
Just like going like.
How does that factor into your opinion? You like,
but
that?
Then you still have to like pump it up.
Yeah, that sounds like exercise, which I was specifically promised at the beginning of this adventure.
We were
that
told
I would
there
not
would
have
be
to
no
do.
Exercise.
There's a little bit, tiny bit of exercise
and a tiny bit of gas.
Listen, the MPG is too good to ignore this new invention. This would be great in places like where you drive.
I'm really looking forward to seeing the drawing for this one, because I can't quite envision how this is work. It just sounds like you're just saying it's.
Oh, I've got it. Here we go.
Okay.
It's powered by opposing magnets so strong that when you turn the lever, it removes a barrier that kept the magnets separated, so that magnets are constantly chasing each other, which creates kinetic power, which keeps you going. And then when you want to stop, you turn the lever, which puts the barrier back between the two magnets. By God, I've done it.
This is funny. I've seen someone actually say, like, why wouldn't this work? Have like a magnet and then a magnet in the front of the car so that like it's pulling it. And I think someone did have an explanation for as to why that wouldn't work, but
that was yesterday's magnets.
But it wasn't memorable enough, clearly, so it was probably wrong.
Thank you.
I think.
Thank you, baby.
Okay, because yeah, your first idea. It would have to be a magnet like so unbelievably strong.
Rare earth magnets.
But on everybody's car?
Anyone who buys one of our cars.
So the fact that it has rare in the title.
It's just called that. I don't think it's really rare.
Okay.
I think it's because earth is rare. Yeah.
It's only one of it.
Yeah. So far. You know, wood is like the most valuable thing in the whole universe.
And yet we got so much of it.
Oh, I got it. For this invention.
You got it in spades.
Yeah. So the first invention just sounds like you're just saying, like, push a tire. And then that'll keep you going. That's what that sounds. Is that?
Push a tire?
Well, like, that's basically what you're saying. It's like the same, like, if, you know, like, let's like imagine a little kid inside of a tire, like, rolling down a hill, right? You just set it up, but you got to push it down a hill, right? And then it doesn't lose momentum. It'll keep going as long as it's got that downward trajectory. So you're just saying, like, we're going to use pneumatic puffs of air.
Yeah.
But to power it.
Yeah, but the magnet idea is really where things get great.
Okay, so we just need two magnets per car that are so powerful
four.
That they... 4 magnets per car?
Yeah, because there's 2 sides. I want them going at the same time.
Wait, what?
There's 2 sides. There's tubes on each side. You forgot about the tubes.
Oh, I was thinking like front and back. Like, wait, wouldn't the magnet have to be pulling it? Wouldn't it have to be on the
You're
front?
You're picturing that other person's idea. My idea is there's magnets and tubes that are chasing each other because of, it's like a Tom and Jerry situation.
Oh, so then the magnets are going around the tires? Like in
No.
Okay.
No, the tires, picture a regular car. I'm just going to make this real simple.
Okay.
Picture a regular car and picture on each, you know, like a roof rack?
Yeah.
Imagine the roof rack goes all the way around the car and it's not a rack. It's a fat tube and the tube contains magnets.
Okay.
That don't like each other.
Okay.
And when you remove the barrier, they chase each other. And the tires do what tires do, allow the car to move.
But how are the magnets that are chasing each other doing things? I thought you meant you just put a...
Well, they're inside the tube, which is already circular in shape. So it's got either a forward or a backward circular momentum, which is going to...
No, because he's talking about, he said a roof rack. So that means they're going the opposite direction of the tires. Tires go this way. The roof rack goes this way.
No, the magnets are chasing each other in the direction the car wants to go.
Yeah, I think you're describing like, yeah, your little seat. Just imagine you're sitting suspended in midair, but then there's like 2 beams connected to these giant circles on either side of you. And then within
the circles. So they're like the tires.
Yes, but they also have wheels connected to them because that's how it travels on ground for maximum tread. And
Joe gets it.
But how are they moving? How are the magnets moving the tires?
They're moving the car and the car is using the tires.
Centripetal force.
Yeah. Thank you, ally.
Okay.
This actually is making sense to me now.
All right.
Yeah. This is great.
So magnets, we're using the power of magnets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And dividers.
Also known as magnet blocks.
Could...
Magnet condoms. Magnet condoms.
For a really big sneeze. Okay.
She likes it.
So what it... Couldn't you really like mess with people?
No, it's a closed loop system.
Yeah, the big wheels are insulated.
Yeah, and they have...
So you can't like mess the
You mean like using other magnets?
Yeah.
No, because... No. I mean, sure, while you're right there, but like... Then you're going to walk back to your car and be like, hey, get away from my car.
Also... This invention is going to be so popular that we're going to work with local law enforcement to ensure that there's actually a civil penalty for messing with someone's magnets.
Yeah, and there's a new slur that is about people who touch the magnets, and no one wants to be called it.
Maggots.
Oh, that's not bad. Magnets. Oh, that's the word.
Magnets.
Yeah, magnets. Natty mags.
Natty mags?
Yeah, no one wants to be a natty mag.
Okay. All right. Sure. What do you want to call this?
I want to call it Nugo.
Nugo?
Yeah. You like it? Nugo.
I like it as much as the invention. I think people take magnets as like, yeah, I'm a magnet. I've got a magnet car. I'm a magnet.
Oh, I see that too. Yeah.
We need a better slur.
I agree.
We'll go back to the drawing board on the slurs.
Yeah. Hey, audience, what's the best slur you can come up with for this?
Big Maddie
or
Natties.
Or for anything.
Yeah, you have Big Maddie Natties.
Actually, audience, even if you want to just send us a slur that already exists, go for
it. Sure.
Veryfinefriends.com.
Yeah. Veryfinefriends.com. Send us all your slurs. Or social media at Veryfinefriends. Slur it up.
You'd be a sizzler.
Ooh.
Nice.
Boo, 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 boo. Mm. That was my voice.
Centripetal, but there's no pedal.
Well, there has to be
a pedal for the little gas. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, centripetal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it. I like that. I like that a lot.
Let's roll, and then maybe we could have like a discount if you were alive when 9/11 happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Write it down.
Joe doesn't get a discount.
We get him for free.
Okay, I had been conceived.
That's gross.
I like that that word has an E before an I.
Hmm.
That's nice.
Except after C, I before E, except after C. Or when it says A as in neighbor and way.
Ooh, I like that. I think we're being fact checked on this.
It is correct. The E before the I?
No, it is not.
What?
Read it and weep.
Yeah. E before the I.
Wow.
Oh, I just wasn't paying attention close enough.
You were looking at the ED for past tense conceived. There is an I before that E.
Hmm. Well, I feel good.
Yeah. Okay, well, sure. This is congratulations on solving the world's energy problems.
I did it for us so that we can make money.
Great. That's the only reason to do anything, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Except for excavate a copper mine. Nothing's worth that.
100%.
I hope that this doesn't get you murdered.
If it does, I won't be afraid. I will smile.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. It's like worth it?
No, like we talked about earlier.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah.
Maybe it'll stop.
Sorry. I misunderstood. I misunderstood what you're saying. Cause I said murdered, like as if you already are dead. I would say you have to die to be murdered. So I hope it doesn't get you murdered.
You're right. That's a valid point.
I also hope it doesn't get you stabbed, but if you do get stabbed, we know what you're going
to
do.
Okay to have a cool scar could show off.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for considering. I know you were hesitant at first, but you came around.
I am now 100% on board, and I'm sure the science is correct and will absolutely work.
Yeah, this science is so good. It's a new field of science that other scientists don't even understand yet.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're the only brain smart enough to do this.
Well, I watched a physics video on YouTube.
Oh. And you're the only one that's watched it. And whoever uploaded it didn't watch it before they uploaded it. They just knew it would be important to society one day and they uploaded it, but they never watched it.
It's like a dream you don't understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
That wraps up the invention of the week. All right. Well, it's time for our next segment. Anchor babies.
We're anchor babies, baby.
Yeah.
In this segment, Francis and I are news anchors, bringing you the news.
In all its various forms.
Yep.
That's it, really.
That's it.
Welcome back to Channel 61 News. I'm Lex Tamani. And this is my co-host.
Spatula Density. Today's top story. Local squirrels have banded together and taken over the park. They're built a blockade and they're not allowing anyone in or out. They have several hostages and they're holding them hostage, and they have some demands. We go now live to our reporter on the scene, Lance Chapman.
I'm here at the scene of a horrific squirrel invasion where locals are cowering in fear and hiding their nuts. All around town, shopkeepers are boarding up their stores while the squirrels' demands keep getting more ridiculous. I myself am in fear for my life.
Oh, Lance, can you tell us, what are some of the demands of the squirrels?
Yes, the demands of the squirrels are as such, the demand number one, more squirrel movies.
Lance, have you been able to clarify with the squirrels or whoever is talking to the squirrels, will they accept more chipmunk movies? Like Alvin and the Chipmunk movies, or is that not count as a squirrel movie?
Up until this very moment, I thought that was a squirrel movie. And they are pissed. So did they. So they're demanding more, as in the first squirrel movie. And they also want to be distanced from Sid from Ice Age, which they consider a, quote, offensive stereotype. Unquote.
Lance, can you tell us how many hostages are there inside the encampment in the park?
There is currently one hostage, a gentleman who appears to be asleep and doesn't know what's going on.
Are authorities optimistic about being able to get that gentleman out of the encampment?
Interestingly, the authorities never showed up. When they got the details of the news story, they hung up the phone. But I'm here, and I will be covering this until the bitter end.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Lance. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Spatula.
We'll come back to you with more with more updates when we have them. Thank you so much.
Lance, Spatula, sorry to interrupt your story, but we cut now to a live feed of one of the squirrel attackers.
Oh, my God.
He appears to be wearing a Muslim head covering and is disguising his voice with a voice box. We cut now to the live feed.
Are we sure about this?
We are sure.
Okay.
My demands are as follows. I want more squirrel movies. I want Sid from Ice Age eradicated from everyone's memories. I want all nuts to be acorns. I want people to stop using the term nuts as something derogatory. Nuts are amazing! Nuts are my favorite thing! I would also like a housekeeper to come into my tree once a week and help me keep it clean. It's full of mold, mildew at the moment. Also, I want pizza for all the hungry squirrels and hostages. And finally, my last demand is a helicopter, fully gassed, and no police following me. That is my demands.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. The squirrel has made its demands. Only time will tell if they will be met.
Wow, I really hope this situation gets resolved peacefully. Oh, well.
Well, I know that I myself will immediately stop saying nuts in a bad way.
Yes, I will too. I'm doing my part for peace.
This brings us to our next segment, temperatures. For the first time in recorded history, the weather forecast is 2,000 degrees. Scientists are wondering, A, what the hell? And B, what we gonna do? Let's talk to Serena Mowgli out in the field.
I'm standing here today in front of
the world's largest thermometer. As you can see, it has the top of it has completely broken off due to extreme heat. We've been able to track down Professor Jonathan Labluzio, science professor of climate here at the university, who has an explanation for us. Professor Jonathan Labluzio, thank you for taking the time.
Yes.
Professor, what can you tell us about this extreme heat?
Well, I know exactly what's happening. You see, the Earth moved a little bit too much to the sun, which caused excessive heat to permeate the ozone. And that's what you're feeling now. And also, the moon got out the way a bit, which is why there ain't no moon.
Professor, you sound like you're from the bayou. I know that the bayou can get quite warm. Has this prepared you at all for being a science climate professor?
Yes, and the alligators can be worn as thermal conducting suits, so we will live while the rest of y'all are going to.
Well, so in order to live, everyone needs to start wearing an alligator. Is that correct?
Unfortunately for the Peter folk, yes.
I'm sorry, what for the what folk?
The Peter folk.
Oh, PETA.
Yes.
I thought you were saying the pedo folk, and I was very confused. I needed to clear that up.
Oh, thank you.
Hopefully the pedo folk don't wear these alligators, and then they get burned up.
Yes.
All right, well, you heard it here first. Back to you in the studio.
Wow.
That was, well, at least there's a solution. And, you know, finally, my alligator skin boots come out of the closet.
Yeah, you know, people always say that the news is full of bad stuff, but I don't find that to be the case.
Yeah. And speaking of which, let's move on to a little lighter side of the news. Local Boy Makes Good by a local teen, Dempsey LaRue, has invented something a little sweet.
Oh.
It's a nonstop candy machine for the kids in the neighborhood. Our very own Fontana Jones is on the scene interviewing Dempsey. Fontana?
Yes, thank you so much. Dempsey, we're all so excited about your candy machine. Can you tell us about the inspiration, where it came from?
I sure can, Fontana. Well, my biggest dream was to get on the news, and my parents told me the best way you can do that is by making good in a local town. So I quit my fast-paced life being an intern at a big movie studio in Hollywood, moved back home to Tulsa suburbs, Oklahoma, and I made a nonstop candy machine for the kids.
Wow, this is so inspirational. Now, I understand not everyone's happy about this candy machine. Can you talk about some of the backlash you've received?
I sure can. Well, it mainly started with the candy companies. They didn't like that I was making nonstop candy and they were losing all their profits from kids. I've received a few death threats from the CEOs of these candy companies. I remember when some of them used to babysit me when I was a child, so I have really mixed feelings about this whole situation. But I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep doing it for them kids, because them kids need free candy. Thank you.
As I always say, if you're not getting death threats from CEOs, you're just not doing it right. Dempsey, one parting thought for our audience. What can you say that might encourage the next generation of free candy machine enthusiasts?
Be prepared to die for the kids. And not just your kids, other people's kids.
You heard it here first. I'm me. And that was Candy Hour. Pew, pew.
Wow. What a great story.
So heartwarming.
And you know what? It's a good reminder, too. I always forget that every candy CEO used to be a babysitter in Tulsa. It's a good reminder of that, that humble beginnings of all candy CEOs.
Couldn't agree more. Oh, it looks like we're getting a breaking story.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to interrupt again, Spatula and male counterpart to Spatula. Hmm. There's been a even further development on two of our previously discussed stories.
Oh.
It turns out that the alligator lobby has decided to team up with the squirrel lobby after learning that we would need to make alligator skins to protect from the coming heat. We go back now to Lance on the scene, who has been taken hostage by both the squirrels and the alligators and is being allowed to speak.
Oh my God, Lance, yes.
Oh my God, this is incredible. I'm in an incredible amount of pain, but also I'm so honored to bring you this story. Part of my body has been ripped away to make a human coat that an alligator nearby is wearing as a demonstration. He wanted you to know how it felt. And now I have empathy. And the squirrels are laughing.
Lance, can you tell us, or what I'm assuming is Lance, it just looks like muscles and bones from here because you have no more skin on. Lance, can you tell us, have the alligators considered possibly some kind of a truce with human beings where we don't kill the alligators, we just kind of wear them like backpacks, still alive?
So far, the alligators are saying no to any demands, no to any truces. And interestingly, they're allowed to use nuts as a derogatory term, and it's not upsetting the squirrels.
Whoa. The squirrels gave them a pass, huh?
There must be some primordial connection between squirrels and alligators that we know not.
Wow.
Lance, you mentioned that the alligators have taken part of your skin to make a coat. What have the squirrels taken anything from you? Also, I noticed that your voice is a much higher pitch than it usually is.
That's due to fear. And have they taken anything else? Yes. My nuts. But it's okay, because I'm going to die anyway. They're in a little jar, and they're shaking them like dice. Oh, snake eyes.
Lance, with your final breaths on this earth, do you have any further thoughts about whether or not any of this will be resolved anytime soon?
That I don't, but all I can say is thank you for tuning in to Channel 61 News, the family channel, where you heard it here first.
Well, that's our news for the evening. I'm Spatula.
And I'm not.
Good evening.
You heard it here first.
Beep, 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 beep. Wow. Crazy world out there.
You know, I'm hopeful. I have hope.
You know, people say that the news is, is a downer, but I thought there were some really positive things in that newscast.
100%.
Hmm.
I mean, animals can work together.
That's great. That's good. It's good news.
Yeah. And you can live without your nuts for a few minutes. I didn't know that.
And sometimes anchor people are fine with admitting they have small nuts. He did say that his small nuts were his nuts were in a small jar. Ergo, yeah. The nuts must be small.
Ergo. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
ergo my nuts. That sounds like it could be something.
Like Lego my ego. Ergo my nuts.
that ancient Greek tale, Jason and the Ergo Nuts.
That sounds like air, like going.
Ergo nuts.
Nice.
Ergo nuts. Well, good segment.
Oh no.
It's time for one last segment. The big question.
The question is very big.
Francis, I know the other day I said I was trying to think of a big question. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, I failed. Do you have a big question?
Yeah, I got a big one.
All right, nice. Yes.
Here it is. If I told you that you needed to come up with the crime of the century, what would it be?
Have we done something
like
this?
We've done this.
Yeah. What? No, we stole art from the Louvre.
That's true.
That's not the crime of the century. That's weekend shit.
No, don't you? You were, you had something about like a Groupon like vacation for your elementary school class.
That was from the Louvre, I think.
No. He's talking about the.
No, because I remember saying, so your crime of the century is just to improve America's education system. Yeah.
That's the one where you had Six Flags closed. So the people could go run the ship so that they could be off the ship so that you could.
Oh, I also used elementary school students in
the Louvre. In the Louvre. In the gift shop.
Okay.
Sure. Love exploiting children.
Yeah. It's fun. I'm sorry. It's great. Children, if you're listening, and we know you are.
Children.
Gonna get exploited.
If you're being exploited, and we know you are.
Okay. Well, that was the crime of the 20th century. Maybe I could come up with a crime of the 21st century.
I could pivot to a new question if you like that sort of thing.
Sure.
Okay. So you know how we talked
about... Sure.
That was a very like uncertain sure. You know how we've talked about like, oh, if you could like change the Titanic to make it funny. That was a question we had once.
Yeah.
What movie... And scene specifically, would you put your biggest enemy in? Like if you could like zoom them into it, like Mike TV, how would you punish them?
Ooh, okay. My first thought is Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom when they're like, doing the a bum shiba, and like they're like ripping the heart out of the person while they're still alive.
Oh.
And then lowering them into the fire.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Wow, that's your first thought, huh?
Well, yeah, that's don't cross me, baby.
My first thought was, how many rape scenes have I encountered in
probably not that many.
Guys, laugh.
Guess again. Sorry, I was lost in thought.
Laugh at what I said, or else it sounds really terrible.
No, because you didn't know. You were like, how many? I don't know.
It could be a fun one.
Yeah. And I'm like, 92. Most of them are repeats. Okay. Any other thoughts?
You put them in a Groundhog Day situation.
I would like that.
I would like that too.
Really?
I think so.
I feel like you go crazy pretty fast.
No, because once you realize what it is, like you can have fun.
Yeah, which is what eventually happened, by the way. He went crazy at first trying to get out, and then he was just like, you know what, I'm just going to lean into this a little bit. And he had fun.
Wasn't there a pachyderm in that movie?
An elephant?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Isn't it called Elephant Day?
Yeah, it's called Trunks.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a few years, so it's unsubstantiated whether or not there is an elephant in that movie.
A what? Okay, so I'm thinking more like have you seen like the Insidious movies?
No.
You know about them?
No. I mean, I know they exist. I don't know what they're about.
So there's these magnets. No. So it's like the house isn't haunted, the person's haunted. And like the person ends up like going into a like other dimension where like they can't escape. It's like they kind of like astral travel, but they get stuck. And then they're like, there's like this demonic presence around them that like keeps them trapped. And like the people have to go get their, like go brave the other dimension to like get their kid back. And I just feel like that would be scary as hell to be like,
like.
I hear it. You know, to be,
I was not thinking that,
to be like trapped in that sort of thing. Because there were always like pop-ups, like, okay, now it's just pissing me off. Reset. Because after it happened, the whole, like all the whatever spirits and stuff, like, I'm in hell.
I put my enemy into this moment right now.
Is your secret word like?
Oh my God, that would be so funny. I'd really be selling it, wouldn't I? There were apparitions in the house while we were trying to figure it out, and that really scared it. When I first saw the movie, it was like jump worthy.
You could put them in the tunnel boat scene from Willy Wonka.
That was over so fast.
Yeah, but it's terrifying.
You don't think you would have enjoyed it?
It's terrifying as a child.
Terrifying as a child. And also, too, like, this man was being so whimsical and candy-like before, and now he's just singing a weird song. And
candy-like.
And also, you might have a seizure.
Imagine you go missing and someone's like, please describe your friend. And they're like, you were so candy-like.
Last scene with a candy-like person by the name of Wonka.
Also, Jurassic Park would be scary.
Yeah.
Maybe like the raptor scene?
Yes. I do remember watching that, as I saw that movie three times in theaters when it came out. And as a child, being like so tense, so scared. I was also worried that this is actually a thought that I had as a child watching it. Being worried, like, you know how she like gets inside the like cabinet and tries to close the door or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember thinking, what if it was me and I tried to do that, and then I was too big to fit in the cabinet.
As a child, you thought this?
Yeah. As a child, I thought that. I don't know why.
Cause you're a big heart.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's why. Yeah.
Well, most kitchen cabinets don't fit children.
What about Air Force One?
Was that where it was hijacked?
Yeah. Cause that's like, that's like, unlike Jurassic Park, that's like a real life situation. And then also too, on top of like being threatened by men with guns from another country, you're thousands of feet in the air. Like, there's no like escape.
That's true. I would be.
Unless you're Harrison Ford.
Right. And he's there, so you can rest easy.
Do we get to pick which character there, or are they, it's just the movie.
They're just in it.
They're just in it. They're just added.
I was going to make them the stewardess.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Does something bad happen to the stewardess?
Gets it real hard. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What about anything underground? Like those cave movies where people, or like where people are stuck, or like open water.
Yeah. Or like a Shark Tank situation. Not putting someone in an episode of the hit business reality show Shark Tank. That would be silly.
That would be nerve-wracking.
I didn't prepare.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mark Cuban is so much scared. He's a shark.
Mark Cuban is... He's on that show.
Is he Cuban?
No,
but he is Mark.
But not a Mark. So don't try to pull one over on him like a con man. Does the enemy get to get out of, the situation with the protagonist? Are they theoretically like, for example, in like Kill Bill when she's buried alive?
Oh,
right.
Good
one. And then she gets out, but what if like does your enemy also get to follow her out?
That's a good question.
Well,
no, I can't. So, okay, here's what I would say. The point of this is you're putting them in like a hell, right?
Yeah.
So there's no chance of them getting at you. Basically, you would say, I'm putting them in under the underground like coffin in that scene. So all they would be in there and all they would have is a flashlight and they'd be stuck. Maybe they could get out if they had Uma Thurman style skills.
No, but you're saying we're not replacing. You said that they're just there. Like the scene exists. They're just there.
Yeah.
Ooh, what about the waiting room for hell from Beetlejuice?
That would be fun for me. I mean, maybe not really, but it looks so cool.
I never saw Beetlejuice.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but the whole point is that like, oh, you're going to be here.
Francis just gave me a look.
Francis looks like he wants to kill Jenna.
for not having seen
Beetlejuice. I'm putting you in Beetlejuice so you can watch it.
It's one of those movies I've just never seen it, and now it's on my list to never see because I've never seen it. Same thing with Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I think any war movie would be horrible.
Ooh, yeah. 1917.
Ooh, or Unbreakable. Is that the one? Unbroken? Unbroken, that's the one.
Unbroken?
That's the one about the prisoner of war from World War I.
Broke Down Palace.
Oh,
they go to like Thailand or something and or some other country and someone plants drugs on them and then they go to like a prison and they can't get out.
Ooh, or Hostel, the Eli Roth movies.
Oh, I try to purge that from my brain because it's so bad. Great choice.
Yeah.
I have not seen that.
You don't need to. It's
wild. The kind of movie where you're like, someone thought of this.
And then you are seriously worried about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically just like rich people terrorizing youths that stay at hostels and like capture them.
Yeah. It's bad. Second one's kind of fun though.
You went back for more?
It's like fun. It's not funny, but you're not going to watch it.
Yeah.
One of the people that they're torturing ends up being like super rich and she like gets the upper hand on the guy who's torturing her. And she like finagles her way like in with the operators of this hostel. And basically she like pays to get out, but she has to like kill him as part of the deal. So she, speaking of nuts, cuts his off.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, it's good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real under the Tuscan sun moment.
Real eat, pray, love situation. Really came into her own. Requiem for a Dream.
As which character?
I thought we were just dropping him.
We are. I keep changing my mind about everything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's Jennifer Connelly's character at the end.
I said hell.
Oh, you.
I know.
Should have known. Anywhere in that movie is...
It's pretty dark.
It's pretty terrible.
Yeah, or anywhere in Climax by Gaspar Noé.
Oh, what about Species?
I don't know what that is.
I haven't seen that one, I don't think.
With Natasha, who's that? Natasha Henstridge, is that right? Who's in that?
I think that sounds right. I mean, I remember...
She was hot. Still is, I'm
sure. Yeah, she probably still is.
Yeah. Yeah, she's an alien, and she like gets loose in society, and they have to like find her, but she's like killing people who, I don't know, are around. And she's trying to procreate, but she could smell disease. And so this guy's like going for her, and then she like smells his disease, and she like doesn't want him to be the dad.
What's his disease?
I think it was diabetes, but I'm not sure. Real strict aliens. Yeah.
I can smell your diabetes.
Is your blood pressure high? Get the fuck away from me.
Oh, I guess you would, do they ever get to get out of it? Or are they stuck in this? Or it's just a one-time thing. You're dropping them in.
You're dropping them in and they're there.
But like a one-time, they're there, but they leave it or they're stuck there forever?
No, they're stuck there forever. Oh. This is for enemy of enemy.
That is.
Yeah. I mean, anything on water would work for me. If I was in the ocean, even on a boat, like the perfect storm would be a hell for me. That movie made me so anxious watching like the boat roll around in the water.
Yeah. And didn't they all die?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really was the perfect storm.
Scary.
Did do its job. Well, yeah. I think we found a lot of ways to torture people.
Yeah. Even maritime ways.
Especially maritime ways. I guess that answers the big question.
The big question.
All right, Francis. I don't think I have it.
Okay, good. Great. You want to guess?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to guess pneumatic.
I think we have guessed pneumatic
like 30 times. Yeah.
No.
Ozone.
No.
Temperature or temperatures?
No.
I hope it's not this alligator.
No.
Okay. Or alligators.
No.
I doubt it's primordial since I had that one recently.
I thought that too. No, just wanted to say it.
Sorry. Insidious?
Ooh, no. I like what you did.
Yeah. Apparitions?
No.
And then I am going to guess this next word as your decoy word.
Okay.
Pachyderm.
That's my decoy word.
Oh, yay.
Well done. Well
all
done.
Right, 1 point for me.
Well done.
You were hoping I'd guess it as your...
I didn't know what to do with that. Where the fuck was I going to say that?
You could have added another animal to the...
I don't think there's a way I could have said that without you being like,
probably not.
Yeah. So I was just hoping you would take a gamble that it was my word.
Yeah.
Well, good job.
Thank you.
I'm not even mad.
What was your actual word?
Demonic. Which I did think you had, by the way.
Ooh.
Yeah. I saw you over there with your little pen.
Was it during your talk about Insidious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I was so distracted by you saying the word like all the time, or you thinking you were saying like all the time.
As soon as I called it out, I heard it 20 more times.
Well, that was an appropriate use of the word like just then.
Yeah.
Like 20 more times.
Yeah.
Maybe 20, but about 20.
My goal is to reduce that.
My goal is to reduce the number of times I say, and I'm not succeeding.
Oh, I don't even notice.
That's good.
See what happens when you just...
Right. So I was too distracted during that whole thing to like really pick up.
Got it.
I didn't hear the word demonic. Oh, well.
Oh, well, he got a point and you got to be pleased with that.
Yeah. It's a good day. It's a good day.
Yeah. In order for me to get anywhere half or decent, I'd have to say your word and guess your decoy word.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right.
Ergo?
No.
Seamless?
No.
Artful?
No.
Trajectory.
No.
Excavate.
No.
Mold.
No.
It's the last thing I wrote down, but I... Housekeeper?
No.
No?
No.
I got close?
Okay, you're finished guessing?
No. Hold on. Chill out. Take a potty break. My last guess is... acorns.
No.
Okay, that was a shot in the dark. Well, if you can see the look of disappointment Joe just gave me.
You were so close.
You were so close, and then you said acorns after I gave you that clue?
Cleaner. Maid.
No.
Weekly.
No. Oh, you're missing the one word. Right.
No.
It's right around that time. All right, I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
Mildew.
Far.
I said mold and mildew.
I don't even remember you saying mildew. Damn it. What's your decoy?
Unsubstantiated.
Okay. Didn't even pop up for me.
I knew you didn't clock that at all.
Man, I'm slipping down.
Ooh, I just pulled ahead by another point. I think I'm now 6 points ahead. I realized I wished that I had used my word in one of the news stories. Like I wish the squirrels was my word because you just said it a bunch of times. I don't think like if I'd used mildew as part of a news story, would that have forced you to say it a bunch?
I probably would have bought right into it. Yeah, mildew.
Oh, well. Well.
What good, you gonna do?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it? All right.
What you gonna do when they eat your shoes, bad dogs?
Bad dogs, bad dogs. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they eat your shoe?
Bad dogs, bad dogs.
All right, well, thanks, listeners. See you next week. Bye.